Here's a wild correlation I'm going to try to make. If you can still check to see if your car door is locked, even after you've pressed your car key, then Sankofa should be allowed. Yeah, go back and check if the nigger or the negress should really be in your past. Welcome, party people, to another exciting episode of the Sincerely Accra podcast. Yes, we are back up in this game. I'm sorry. I don't know. Some of you are listening to this with headphones, AirPods, you know, all of these listening devices. And I feel like that would come off a bit high-pitched. But anyway, it's another exciting episode of the Sincerely Accra podcast. And we are back again to take you through things that will inform, educate, entertain. Let me tell you a word that I just hate. Edutain. Like, what the hell is... I mean, I know what it is, you know? It gives me very Franco pats. You know how Ghanaian businesses are named in this country? Like, you take the two names of the people that are married and then you get Franco pat. Like, what the hell is edutain? But anyway, guys, my name is Joseph Inti and you are welcome to the Sincerely Accra podcast that is brought to you by the Gold Coast Report. Yes, that is the GCR Network, premier podcast hosting network in the whole Ghana. You know, I did this thing once and I'm like, I have to do it again and again because I want you guys to always, like, I feel like when you people listen to this, like, as a group, right? Or even if you are listening, even if you are alone, when it gets to the part and I'll be like, premier podcast hosted, I'm sure you guys also see, you know, the whole Ghana, right? Right? I know you do it. And I'm sure those of you, there are some of you who have also learned, like, the whole intro. So you know that I'm about to see. I also want to give a quick shout out to my co-creator and producer. Yes, say it with me, Mr. Kwame Asante Ofori. Yes. I've kind of retired saying that he's the one on the ones and twos. And my new thing is to say he's the other half, or he's one half, yeah, of the podcast. So, you know, seasons come and go. Yeah, ones and twos. There was a time when I used to say plethora all the time. I don't say that anymore. I mean, it's just phases, y'all. But anyway, yeah, it's a new work week. You know, like I always say, a different opportunity for you to get it. You know what I mean? Let's get this bread. Let's get this bag. Let's try and see what can stick. It is, for me, it is a Sunday night. It is, no, I must say it's Monday morning. It's 12:50, and I just, I'm about to go to bed, but I have to do this. And this is the part of the podcast where we talk about, you know, what's a guan and everything. And I must say, I have a mixed bag of feelings. You know, I had a very difficult week last week because, you know, I haven't had water, running water in my house for almost 8 days now. So you know how that goes. It's very stressful. Everything you have to fetch, it just ruins the whole experience, you know. And, you know, I, for one, I like to cook. Right now I cook mostly because it's economical. Everything outside is just way too expensive. So I haven't been able to cook because I'm the kind of person that, like, as I cook, I'm washing my stuff because I don't want to finish cooking and have like a whole pile of like dishes to do. No. So the fact that there's no water, you have to fetch, and then, like, depending on where the water is, when I fetch it and it's dripping on the floor, like, it just gives me the ick. So I haven't been able to cook. So the whole of last week I was actually buying lunch at work, and it, like, that's not the budget that I have for myself. I just wasn't seeing the fantasy. So I was pissed by that, right? And then, like, on Tuesday I heard a noise in my car, and then I called my mechanic to come for it, and then it became like a whole thing where I got my car on Friday. From Tuesday to Friday, I didn't have a car. And just every morning trying to get an Uber or whatever was so difficult. There were times when I have to walk to the road in the morning and pick a taxi. So that was that. The car also drained me financially. So that was also that. You know what I mean? And every single day at work, like, we're doing so much. Last week at work that I would close. I think last week from Tuesday to Friday, I never made a home before 9 p.m. I was always closing late. So I've just had a really rough week and I was just like really over it. The guy brought the car on Friday. And as I was driving the car, you know, I heard something. And I'm just like, maybe if I wasn't so anal about this, then I wouldn't be putting myself in opportunities where, like, you know, because, you know, I just feel like sometimes it's like, you're just really giving the mechanics the opportunity to just play around and tell you what, like. But that's just me. Like, even if I roll the windows up and I listen to the radio loud, I'm just going to be like, you know what I mean? Like, if I can hear it, I need to get to the bottom of it, because I have this like irrational fear of my car breaking down in the middle of like heavy traffic. Bruh, it's the worst. Like, every time we're in heavy traffic, bumper to bumper, and somebody's car breaks down, the kind of like violence that I see, I mean, this is very exaggerated, but like, people are not kind. And I just do not want to be stuck. So it is what it is. But anyway, having gone through all of that, you know, on Saturday, my friend from uni who's left the country, it's been years, he called me to dinner and we went, and it, like, my other friends from uni. And, you know, we're just sitting there reminiscing about university life, our impressions of people, where other people, like, you know, oh, where is this person? Oh, I saw her. Oh, do you know this person has a baby now? Oh, do you know, like, just, you know, chit-chatting, also, like, you know, sharing ideas and our plans for ourselves and where we want to go, where we want to see each other, like, new developments in our lives. Like, it was a very, very nice hangout. And when I was driving home, I was just very happy. I was like, you know I can hear this noise in this car, but it was really nice to hang out with your old friends. See, everybody's kind of like doing okay. You know, it's not easy. That's the thing. It's not easy for anybody, but everybody's kind of like, you know, everybody's working on something. They're sticking to the cause. It made me feel really nice. And on Sunday, which is today, I was able to finish my Insecure rewatch. I started watching Insecure sometime last week and I finally finished it. And you know what? It gave me a very different outlook on life. You know, watching things like the second time ago, you always notice things that you didn't notice the first time. But yeah, it just kind of gave me a lot of life lessons, just looking at the navigation of the friendship between Molly and Issa, and just her going through all of these niggas and, like, you know, going back and trying. And there was a thing, right? I remember they would always say Issa was not consistent. She was sometimes, Nathan said Issa was sometimey, right? Because, you know, Issa was the kind of person that, like, if she has something to do with you and she doesn't mind coming back to check if it can work again, you know. And that was the whole storyline with Lawrence, Nathan, and Daniel. And I was just thinking about it. I was like, you know, Sankofa is not bad. Just go ahead and check something, you know what I mean? But yeah, that's kind of been my week and the headspace that I'm in. So I'm just kind of like balancing like the irritability of, or the irritation of, the fact that on Monday, and I know I'm going to do this tomorrow, I'm going to call my mechanic again and say, listen, I can hear a noise. What the hell is this? I paid you for work. You know, I'm going to go through the whole thing, but just some of these little wins, the fact, and the water came back on Saturday. So today I was able to cook. So tomorrow I'll be taking lunch. I don't have to buy lunch. Like, so I'm like, you know, okay, this is the things that are going wrong, but this is the things that are going well. And I'm like balancing my mood. And I'm like, you know what? I get to talk to you guys, you know. But anyway, away from all of that, one of the things that has really, really been going on and trending and popping everywhere is the issue of Galamsey. Yes. I as of the time that I'm recording this, I think it's been 8 days. It's been 8 days, or should I say 9? I can't really remember which day it is. Since a group of protesters were arrested because they were protesting against Galamsey. Okay, it was the 1 year anniversary of the Occupy Jilobi House demonstration. That was last year. And I think this year the focus was Galamsey, because Galamsey is, listen, if you don't know what Galamsey is, you're going to find out about it on this episode. We have like a really great lineup where we talk about everything that you need to know about Galamsey. But, yeah, this is what happened. Okay. And people have been arrested. People who were like standing on the sidewalks, you know, they were picked up, you know, notable people. I'm a governor. Everybody knows her story. She was picked up. Cedric was picked up. Like, and I think the craziest thing about all of this is the fact that they're not being given bail. They're not even allowing their lawyers to speak to them. Everything has been so interesting. Like, due process is not being followed. And when I read tweets and stuff from all of these lawyers, and they keep talking about the fact that, like, this is not how it's supposed to be. All the procedures are not being followed. All the, like, the liberties that they're supposed to get, even if you have arrested them for whatever it is, like, you're not granting them bail, you're not allowing their lawyers to talk to them. It's just really interesting. You know what I mean? And the narratives, if you guys remember last year when we did the demonstration, I said this thing, and it happens again. There's always going to be people who are going to sit on the traditional media, because that's where, you know, your mothers, your fathers, your uncles, your aunties, your grandfather, your bosses, all of these people are over there. And they're going to have people go on there and spin the narrative and talk about the fact that, oh, these are just hooligans, baby. Hooligans. That's their very favorite word. You know, causing chaos and everything. And it's very important to note that seeking accountability, standing up for things, complain about things, is all part of a democracy. It's all part of government, okay? But you also have to understand that in every group, there are extremists. In every group, there are people that are going to come and you know, sometimes they have their own agenda from what the main people are there to protest. You know what I mean? And so I see a lot of people post like certain specific parts of the demonstration and say, oh, look at this. Isn't this violence? Isn't this? And bruh, you know what the danger of a single story is. But even away from all of that, look, y'all are letting these people feel too comfortable doing the things that they're doing. That's putting us in harm's way. Why? And that's the part I don't understand. And that is what is giving with this issue where you are trying to say that, oh, and this was violence and this was this. And I'm like, bruh, so you are more concerned about the comforts of your elected leaders who are not doing anything. Like the fact that they are comfortable putting the nation through such a drastic health implicating issue, it doesn't bother you. But what bothers you is the fact that, oh, they blocked roads. Do you know about the Arab Spring, where a man set himself on fire, which sparked like a sea or a myriad of protests that actually caused some change? Like, guys, this fight is important. This fight, this thing we're doing to bring awareness to Galamse is important, okay? This illegal mining is causing a lot of irreparable, like you can't repair it. Do you get it? You can't repair it. Putting mercury in water bodies that people, mercury like takes decades to dissipate. Okay. They put mercury in the water so that it can bring the gold together. And mercury is very harmful. And this is the same water that people drink. This is the same water that your fishes are swimming in. Bruh, do not think you're far removed from it. It's a big issue. It is. It is, and we're seeing them play politics with it. People are mounting podiums and saying, oh, yeah, if you're having water issues, isn't the water issues just starts recently and don't mind them? Why are they not going to go and protest in the areas where the Galamse is happening? Bruh, what are these talking points? You sound really dumb. What are these, what the hell are these talking points? It is what it is, but listen, just follow the hashtag free the citizens, hashtag stop Galamse now, get up to date on it. And I mean, after you listen to this podcast, you would also have some fair idea of how the environment is being affected and how it's also affecting our health. But that's what's been going on, in the last 8 days. And you know, we're steady trying to fight against it. We're steady trying to do what we need to do to make sure that, you know, we are putting things in place. But yeah, I also want to give a quick shout out to the GJA president, Albert Jumfo. Yes. He was addressing, I don't know, it was something, but you know me, like when the news is very serious, I just take the things that I need. But he was addressing a room where the president was, and baby, did he go to town on Galamse. He said, we still maintain that a state of emergency must be declared over our water bodies and all planned and active mining concessions overlapping with river buffets. Hey, no, any buffet, river buffers should be abrogated, and all mining activities within 100 meters buffer of all rivers and streams should be halted with immediate effect. My dear, the man not only delivered the speech, but there was a lot of, you know, he had a lot of oomph in his delivery. Yes, And I know a lot of you have seen the trending video where they're like, oh my God, the president was so upset. Once again, do not care too much about the discomfort of these people, because baby, the discomfort that you're worrying about is in ivory towers, is in the ability to jump and on a plane and go and get medical healthcare somewhere else. Okay? So don't think too much about that discomfort. You are doing your part as a citizen in a democracy. You need to stand and ask for accountability from your leaders. You put them there for them to serve you. Your interest should be their number one priority. But it doesn't seem like it. You know, it doesn't seem like it. And I feel like sometimes they kind of count on the short-term memory, and they kind of count on their, oh, fama nyame, debi 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 ye ye. It's a bit too much. So y'all better sit up. Okay. All right. Also, another interesting thing that happened is the podcast Sincerely Accra, we won our very first award, guys. You guys know how I feel about awards and nominating. Y'all know the story. But like, this one, the African Podcast Voices Awards, they gave Sincerely Accra. Now listen, this is like Africa, podcast in Africa, okay? Continental icons, my darling. Well, bigger. The African Podcast Voices Awards, okay? They gave Sincerely Accra the award of Spotlight of the Year podcast category, my baby. Spotlight. You know how like when you watch the BET and they give a lifetime achievement? You know what I mean? That's the equivalent. So you are playing. An award, a continental award-winning podcast. Yes, Sincerely Accra. We're big things, you know what I mean? Big leagues. Yesterday's prize is not today's prize. For those of you who understand, let it be. But anyway, want to give a quick thank you to every single one of you sincerities for sticking and staying with us for 7 good years. Imagine if you guys fell off. Imagine if you guys got bored and didn't listen anymore. I don't think they'll be finding us to be spotlights. They'll not be giving us this legacy award. You know what I mean? So I want to say thank you guys so much. We are so grateful. Kwame and I are actually so grateful every single time, like the numbers and everything. We're so grateful for it. And you know, you're just helping us live our like Inshushenim dream, and you will tell us we entertain you, and so we'll just, it's a quid pro quo. Hey, it ain't you crow, no, it is 70. Hey, a quid pro quo, you know, you scratch my back, I scratch yours. Yeah, and also to the APVAs, thank you so much for recognizing the work that we do. You know, like I said, being young, gifted, and driven is something that is very special, but the most special thing of all is if you continue to bet in yourself, my dear. You don't want to live with regrets. Just keep betting on yourself and believe in yourself and put in the work, and you too will one day win a Spotlight Award on the African continents. You hear me? Okay. It's a great new episode, and you're going to have a lot of fun with us as we delve into the real issue of Kalamse.
So can't you see? One reason for peace is sweat. You know that peace be like the ice to your chest. So can't you see? Your bros and sisters, they plead, but every time you they watch, make them bleed. You say you know the sea. You say you know the sea, so we're losing the race. Already we be the slaves. So can't you see? How long they gonna lie before you see, say they won't kill we all. Wake up in your old brown bed, when I fall on your bed. Wake up in your black bed, when I fall on your bed. When I fall in your old bed, when I fall on your bed. When I fall in your black bed, when I fall on your bed.
On this episode, which I'm calling an emergency episode, we're going to be talking about a very interesting topic that is plaguing the nation. Yes, we're talking about none other than Kalamse. Do you like the radio voice? None other than Kalamse. And joining me here today, I have some very important women, all women panel. And they're going to be helping us to break it down, talk about it, let people understand what it means, the implications on the environment, the implications on your body as a person. Yes. On my extreme right, we have Na.
Boy Jani.
A writer, a researcher, and a medical doctor. Yeah, thank you so much. And then right next to her is Blessing Enyonam Badago. Did I get it right?
Badago.
Badago?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. She's also from
Pure Earth Ghana. She's a technical project lead from Pure Earth Ghana. If you don't know what a technical project lead is, Google it. All right. Then, of course, my primary school friend, my Harry Potter book contributor, who is now a medical doctor, Teresa Ruby Corti Papafew. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Teresa, welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Have you heard of McGonagall is dead?
Maggie Smith.
Dame Maggie Smith. Aww. A little backstory. When I was in school, Teresa's sister was in the UK. So she used to buy the Harry Potter books fresh. And then she would send Teresa. And Teresa will give us time. You have like two days to finish the book. Oh, the whole book. Harry Potter will be brief. You have 2 days to finish the book. Then from there, you go and give it to Ifanunu. From Ifanunu, then Teresa. Was there anybody else apart from the three of us?
No, it was just us.
Yeah, expect a patronum. Anyway, that was just by the way, guys. Yeah, we have to break the ice before we get into things. So, you know, a couple of days ago, so the Democracy Hub hit the streets to demonstrate against Galamse, okay? And as we've seen in the news, some people have been arrested, they've been denied bail, they've gone to the courts, they said they've, 8th October, 11th October, things and things and things. And people would say, why were they protesting? They were protesting against Galamse. I've been doing some reading, some video watching, and I've learned a little bit about Galamse, but I felt it was important that, you know, we also get people who, you know, are well versed in the subject matter to come and educate all of us, because after all, what is it? Tin ton ting, yeah, no, sani e fa dream. Yes, intikai kete sincerely akra. We are here to discuss. When was the first time any of you guys heard about Galamse?
When I was in school, primary school.
Primary school. Oh, which year was that? School.
Yeah, why? You want to expose my age?
Oh, no, I don't want to expose your age, because honestly speaking, I don't think I heard about Galamse when I was in primary school.
Yeah, primary or high school, yes. It's been around.
Really?
Yeah, 2000.
Wait, when you were hearing about it when you were in school, what were they saying about it?
Well, I mean, it's a bad practice. It was about illegal mining. I can give you the history of Galamse if you.
I mean, of course, like I know a little bit of history mining. Myself, but sure.
Yeah. So, first of all, I want to start with what mining is. So, okay. Mining is just the process of trying to extract a metal or an ore of interest from the ground, usually, and you can classify mining depending on. Depending on the scale, first of all. So that's when you have the small scale miners mm-hmm. or the artisanal miners. And then you have the large scale miners. Those are the ones with the technology and the technological know-how.
Like Ashanti Goldfield.
Yes, mm-hmm. and Newmont and all those
okay.
other places. Yes. And you can also classify mining based on the type of material you are extracting. So coal mining. Mm-hmm. Which is a fossil fuel that can be used for steel and other things. And you can also classify it based on the metal you are mining. So metal, that's metal or mining.
Mm-hmm.
Where you have gold extraction and
gold is a metal?
Yeah, so yeah, it's a metal or a mineral. Yeah.
The reason why do you give me that look? No, I'm sorry. Why do you give me that look? What is it?
We know this.
You and who know this? Integrated science, what position did I get? I got a prize in class 4 for integrated science, by the way. Yeah, anyway.
So you also have the underground and above ground mining, mm-hmm. yes. And most of the time, these small scale miners do the above ground mining mm-hmm. because they can't penetrate deep into there. They don't have the machinery and they don't have mm-hmm. the technical know-how to do that. And most of the time, when it comes to... I want to just tell you the process of mining. Okay, so we have the legal mining, the general process of mining. You have a mine plan. You have a mine plan. You should be licensed to mine.
So mine plan.
Mine plan. Plan. A plan.
Oh, okay.
Of
P-L-A-N.
How you're going to mine. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Sure.
So you go to. You have a mine plan and you go to the site and then they drill holes into the ground mm-hmm. where the metal or the mineral of interest is, and then they use. They put certain blasting agents in the ground, to cause an explosion. And then when that explosion happens, they carry the sand together with the gold dust. In this case, it's gold because 90% of the time, that is the metal or the mineral of interest. But some people also mine iron and limestone. Yeah, so after carrying it, they go for processing, they convey it, and then they process it. They use crushers, and then it also involves water. And then that's when some of these illegal miners and their galamseyers, who are also called illegal miners, and in French, we call them opaye. Yeah, the ore is... The ore is gold. The ore means gold, like dog. So ore in French. Yeah. Opaye is someone who is sort of like a straw man. So a straw man is someone who is
straw man,
like a charlatan, someone who does not have integrity. Yes. Okay. So
now he's killing me. What's a charlatan? All you charlatans. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in all this process, they use water. And the problem with some of these small scale miners is that because they don't have the technology to treat the water, and then they also go in for the cheap substances to extract the gold, because they use mercury to add to the gold, and then they heat the gold in order to extract the gold from it. And this mercury is what is causing a lot of health issues
now,
there has been a report of about 5,000 kilograms of mercury being released in Ghana alone yearly as a result of this.
Year.
Yes. 5,000 kilograms of mercury that is being released. And we are all eating from the soil has mercury in it.
We are all.
Yes, we are all eating. River Tano has mercury in it. There was a study that was conducted. It has mercury in it.
Hey,
and they also use cyanide. Yes.
It's in the tomatoes.
Yes. And then mercury also persists in the environment. It can persist for more than, for decades, even sometimes thousands of years.
Hey, nah. You're making me a bit afraid.
We should all be afraid.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is what they are doing to us. So we should all be afraid, like I'm saying.
I see. Okay. So I watched a documentary. I forget the name, guys. I tweeted about it. I watched a documentary where they were saying in the early 2000s, right? Some Chinese found gold in like the river, right? And they realized that, they can actually do above ground mining. So they brought what they're calling the Chamfam, or is it Chamfam? They brought them down, and then they started heavily like doing galamsey as it is now. And somewhere around 2013, governments like cracked a whip on it, took deported them or something like that. But apparently, you know, they were working with the locals, so the know-how of using their Chamfam, they left it with the locals, and they also left the machines there. So now the locals have taken it upon themselves, and that is what we are seeing today as galamsey, which is gather and sell.
Yes, gather and sell.
Yes. And like she was saying, when they basically the Chamfam, like it pulls water from under the water body onto something, right? And then it's washing that same thing. Mm-hmm. And then when they get the sand or whatever, they pour mercury, because apparently the mercury like
it makes it an amalgam, so it bonds.
Amalgamates.
Yes.
So it comes together. Yes. And the mercury is very bad, because when they finish doing the washing, it goes back into the river and the water bodies that the people use.
And they don't treat the water. Usually the large scale people are supposed to treat it before they dump their waste. But these small scale miners, they don't care.
Yeah.
They just dump it anywhere. Yes, and they're also involved in sand winning and other like excavating and then the river banks, destroying the river banks and causing floods and all that, all of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then land degradation. So deforestation. Yes.
Wait,
so
cutting. Now there's afforestation, deforestation, and land degradation. Before we enter that, I want to ask Blessing something. And erosion. Yeah. Hey, do you know the types of erosion?
Gully
erosion.
That's the deepest one.
Real erosion.
Real erosion. Oh my goodness.
Everybody will say one.
Yes. Blessing, yes. So I know that for Pure Earth Ghana, you guys are, you know, you work closely with the government to help issues that have to do with pollution, right? What is Pure Earth Ghana's, what have you guys been doing when it comes to galamsey?
Galamsey, okay. So thank you very much.
Hey, did you go to Wesley Girls?
No.
Oh, okay. That's my school, by
the way. They're the one, okay. All right. All right, thank you for the question.
I cannot confirm or deny.
Oh, okay. Blessing.
I attended Maldi, by the way.
Okay, then you're a shark.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go on.
All right, so Pure Earth Ghana, just as you know, it's an environmental NGO that's into solving pollution, heavy metal pollution. And then when it comes to Ghana, it's mainly lead and then mercury pollution. We've looked at e-waste before, but as we speak, we've done so many work in lead pollution. And then when it comes to mercury pollution, we are actively engaging the government agencies as the Mineral Commission, the Environmental Protection Agency. And then there's one thing that I think we miss on when it comes to talking or dealing with these issues. The grassroots, that's the organizations, this the EPA and then the Minerals Commission, they are agencies.
EPA, Environmental Protection Agency. All right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then the Minerals Commission, their offices or their branches around these mining areas. And then also when you go down to the mining areas, you have mineral associations. So what we do is to try to engage them directly to get what their problem is or the feedback from them as well as gather all these to help make informed decisions. Right now, we are working on a project called the Mercury Impact Assessment, which is being funded by the UK government, and it's in partnership with the Environmental Protection Agency.
The EPA.
Yeah, mm-hmm. With the EPA. So at Pure Earth, we use a standardized approach in identifying and characterizing the sites to help make policies or strengthen policies that would regulate these sectors. So when it comes to this making impact assessment, we are working with our project or our tool, that is a toxic site identification program, which is able to gather information across all these regions into a centralized database.
How easy is it for you guys to actually get access to some of these areas? Because I'm guessing when you are doing testing for mercury, you have to get to the water bodies, right?
Because
I was watching a news thing. I don't know if it was Joy News or it was GH1 TV, but they were saying that because of how big Galamsey has become right now, the people that do the Galamsey, they are preventing scientists and things, experts like you guys, from assessing the water bodies to get samples. So how are you guys going about that?
Yeah, so what we tend to do is to use the locals. Sorry to use the term use, but we work with the locals. We don't just go there as, you know, they'll chase you away or hurt you one way or the other. So we try
to... they go there like, oh, Charlie, what's up? Hey, me too, I do that. I'm saying, not once I'm seeing.
Yeah, we want to work with the locals to keep ourselves safe.
Oh, so, I see. Yeah, okay, interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, so there's this statistic that I saw that Ghana has issued 1,696 mining licenses in the past 8 years. And I'm wondering, these illegal, small-scale illegal mine galamseyers, are they issued certificates to do what they do?
Illegal. So for the illegal ones...
That means they don't have a certificate.
Yes, but we have these small-scale miners who have been licensed.
Okay.
Yes, who have gone through the protocols and then... how to even decommission the site after using this mercury or getting their gold. There are even protocols to, you know, decommission a site, that's to leave a site.
So these licensed small-scale miners, they follow protocol?
Yes.
So that means that what they are doing is not harming the earth?
It's not. Supposedly. I wouldn't say.
Supposedly. Eh?
Supposedly, thank you.
Yeah.
They've been granted the license, all right, but then you've been granted, you go down to do your business, and then regulations. So one problem we found out was we need to strengthen the regulations. In enforcement, there are policies, there are, you know, there's this Minamata Convention, there's a national action.
Minamata.
Yeah.
There is, you know it. No, but you know what I find interesting in Ghana is that there's always rules and regulations that are supposed to, you know, prevent some certain things. The problem we always have is enforcement.
Enforcement,
some people.
That's a major thing we've come across. Even with the lead pollution, we found out so many sources which we've brought out. We did a study that found out that we have about 53 children being lead poisoned out of the study we carried. And then
what was the sample size?
The sample size was around 2,000.
Oh, wow. So as of 2053.
Yeah, 53%.
I see.
Yes.
But is this 53%? That is considerable. Yeah. Is the lead poison also a result of galamsey? Is it something that happens from, is there a by?
Yeah, so mining can result in lead poisoning. It brings out other forms of metals. It's not just the gold. Yeah. We have minerals. Yes, we have heavy metals which are below the earth, living at a temperature that is favorable for them. So during these mining activities, these metals are able to come out to the surface and they are not able to survive. So they form the reaction, I've forgotten the name, and then they move into water bodies and the rest. And then that's how come we are exposed. But during our study, our major sources were kava trees.
Yes. Kava tree.
Yeah.
Why people put kava tree in the water?
No, no, no. This is not pertaining to water, but
oh, okay.
Yeah, recycling. Like, we lead, have for lead pollution. Oh,
okay,
yes.
Okay. I wanted to ask, in your studies, do you have like a percentage or numbers on the level of mercury pollution that we currently have in Ghana?
Mercury pollution. Numbers, statistics, no. We are now at the beginning of our studies to be able to quantify it. But we have the National Action Plan, which is also more like, it was through a study that that came up.
Okay.
And then we have about over 1 million people in Ghana who are involved in this small-scale mining. So that's the statistic I can give you. But when it comes to the pollution aspect, you could just imagine.
There was someone who did a study from, I think it was a master's thesis in Sweden, and they came to do, from Lund University, they came to do a study in Takwa. And the person is called Asklund. So it's Asklund et al.
Okay.
And the person found out that, that's how come they found out that Ghana produces 5 tons. I mean, if you convert 5 tons of mercury, you get 5,000 kilograms per year.
Yeah.
So that's how much our water bodies are being polluted. And I'm surprised it's about 60% of our water bodies being polluted.
I mean, I did a quick research and just listen to the, in each, every region, the water body is polluted. So in the Western region, the Pra, the Boase and Ankobra, these water bodies have been polluted. They've all become Ovaltine color. Eastern region, Birim.
Yeah.
Apparently, Greater Accra, the Dinsu.
Yeah.
Upper West, Black Volta.
Ooh.
And I've forgotten. I wrote AR in my notes. I've forgotten what Ashanti region. Enu River. Right? So, like, and you know, I even saw a map of Ghana with the water bodies. You know that map? And then they had like red for polluted and everything. That's not what, that's not how we do the map in social studies. So everything was blue.
It's really
serious.
Yeah.
You were speaking about the different types of land degradation that we are also suffering through this illegal mining.
Yeah, so we are suffering. There's not even only that, we are suffering soil erosion. We are suffering even so the noise from this machinery, like the galamsey equipment, that's the excavators.
It makes
noise,
eh?
Yes, they make and then the grinders, they make a lot of noise. And you're not supposed to have like you're supposed to have less than 65 decibels of noise. These ones can produce about 120 decibels of noise.
Is it disturbing the people in the town or the people that
the people who use it? Yeah. And funny enough, the galamsey also affects those who are using it.
But they don't know.
Who are doing it. Mm-hmm. It also affects them. Because when you look at the side effects concerning the soot that comes out from these vehicles, from all the burning and combustion and all that, they get a lot of something we call occupational lung diseases. That's the asthma and then cold. There were some studies that were conducted in these mining areas, and that's found out that they get a lot of these diseases. So it's also affecting them. And that's the water they also drink.
They're also using the mercury with their bare hands.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, isn't there some kind of side effect to that?
Mercury and lead as well. Arsenic. Arsenic especially can affect the skin. When it comes into contact when you drink it or anything like that, it can cause multiple organ damage. And then these hydrocarbons from some of the oil and grease and the methanes and all those chemicals that the machines use, and then the waste substances from these machines can also destroy and damage your their DNA and anyone who comes into contact with it.
It's like their DNA is damaged.
Yes.
So is that,
and the cells.
So would you say that's one of the reasons why there's also birth defects?
Yes, so it causes birth defects.
If you damage DNA and then you impregnate a woman, so the
some of them can cross the placenta. The placenta is where the nutrients pass and then the oxygen pass to the baby. And so if there's a pregnant woman who is exposed to some of these things. And you know, mind you, there was a study that was done. It found out that cyanide was in the yam, was in some freshwater samples as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the level of cyanide was supposed to be, the minimum level, it's not supposed to be in the water at all, but the minimum level is supposed to be 0.2. This one was milligram per liter. This one was 43.5. Yes. So that's about 217 times.
I see.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So, Teresa, can you tell us what water does for the body? Why does the body need water and lots of it?
So,
They really said a lot.
Yes. Okay. And you know the numbers, you know me and Mark. So you know, I was at 43 and I was like, oh, okay.
Don't worry, don't worry.
But the listeners will get it.
Yeah. So, get out your calculators.
The conversion. Yeah, so tell us, what does water do for the body? Why is water essential for the body?
Your whole body, so there's something we call total body water, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Your whole body is about 60%, or your total body water is about 60%.
Okay.
Okay, of your body mass. Now,
for adults. Yeah.
Yes, for adults. I mean, we are talking about adults. Adult kids, so for kids, about 70. Yeah.
So an adult, what age do you qualify adult?
18? Oh, yeah, 18 and above, man. Depending on which category you're using, 16 or 18 and above.
Okay.
So let's use 18 and above. Mm-hmm. But for when I say children, toddlers, babies have higher total body water.
Yes.
Yes.
So I did like 90% water.
So the babies about 90, children and toddlers are about 70, then adults are about 60%.
Hmm.
Yes. So your composition, you've got blood, you've got fluids running through your body. All these things are water-based. Let me put it that way. So to keep you hydrated, to keep your cells functioning, to keep blood moving, to even keep you notice when you have something like a fever, you shiver. When you shiver, what comes? Sweat. Mm. That's water.
Okay.
It's a compensatory mechanism for your body. So water is there to hydrate you. It provides some nutrients, which are called micro or macronutrients, depending on whatever nutrients it's producing. It's supposed to also keep your joints lubricated. You've got fluid in your joints, the synovial fluid. It's water based as well. You're also supposed to have water to sort of keep your, I spoke about hydration, so the same mucous membrane. So when you open your mouth or you roll your tongue to your mouth, you notice it's wet.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have it dry. Those people are dehydrated. Nothing is working for them. Like, nothing is moving, literally. So, basically, water is everything. As they say, water is life. So, everything you do in your body needs a certain composition
of water
to function.
Okay. So, now, what are the qualities that make water safe to drink? I want us to do, you know, a comparison between unsafe water and safe water. So, I mean, anybody can take it.
So, I mean, you have the physical properties of water that we all know from integrated science. Yes, that water is colorless, tasteless, and odorless. Okay, and we have something we call the nephelometer.
Yes. Nephelometer.
Yes,
that measures the cloudiness of water.
Yeah, that's right.
Turbidity.
So you're getting your
turbidity.
Yes. So that's the same. The technical term, the turbidity, is the So the unit is nephelometric turbidity units. Yes.
Okay.
And the ideally recommended value is less than 1 NTU.
So 1 NTU, 1 cloudiness.
Sort of.
Not necessarily, but yes. But below 4 NTUs, it's permissible by WHO standards.
Okay.
But anything above 4 NTUs, you start seeing particles in the water. And now this nephelometer, what happens is that when you take your water, the sample of water that you're measuring, so for instance, if you decide to go and take the Galamsey water river from River Prow or any of those water bodies, you put a sample in the machine, you close it, and then there's a button you press. Now this machine uses it uses reflection of light. Yes.
Okay.
So you know that if the more cloudy the sample is, the light is
for the light to pass through. Okay.
Well, yeah, so that is the principle. And this Galamsey water is now 14,000 NTUs.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Last year, the Ghana Water Company said that the value of the Galamsey water was 10,000 NTUs. Now, they can't use alum to purify that water anymore. They've switched to polymer. And polymer is used in purifying wastewater.
Oh, now that is crazy.
You know
where
we're getting with this.
That is crazy.
Yes. So it's really terrible.
Waste.
And let me show you. Sorry, I brought some receipts. Yeah,
come on, visual receipts. Show them the receipts.
So this is a visual representation of the NTUs. So you have zero there, and then you have five. So between these two, That's less than four.
Four, okay.
Yeah, that's permissible. But this is 400. So I just want the audience to imagine what 14,000 NTUs is. Yes. Thank you very much.
now that's a gay girl. Oh, wow. Okay. So, you know, you mentioned alum.
Yes.
Does the Ghana Water Company use alum in purifying our water?
Now they don't. They used to, but now they don't anymore. Now they are using polymers because of how contaminated
it is.
The alum is aluminum sulfate, or some people say aluminium, depending on where it is. The IPAC and the British name is aluminium, and then alum is North American. Yes, and some people, it's controversial, the topic of alum and purifying water, because some people have done certain studies. There was a study that was conducted concerning aluminium that showed that in zebra fish, it was in Italy.
Zebra fish?
Yes, it's a type of a species of
fish. Have you seen Finding Nemo?
Yeah.
No, wait, he's an anemone. No, he's a clownfish. Sorry, continue.
Yeah, so these zebra fish, was found out that the genes that were, there were certain genes that were associated with Parkinson's when they were exposed to this.
Parkinson's is the disease that makes you shake, right?
Yes. And other studies have also implicated Alzheimer's disease and then ALS, the ice bucket challenge. Yeah.
I think Lucius from Empire. ALS, yeah.
But then the US Food and Drug Administration does not have a limit on how much alum we should put in, but they've not set any limits. But however, some studies have also found that about when they did a study in of aluminium, those who work with aluminium and other things in one of the countries, and then they found out that those who had been exposed to about, who had 100 micrograms per aluminum of creatinine in their units, 100 micrograms, were the ones that had associated brain disorders. But then those who had less than 50 micrograms did not have any of those things. So, I mean, it depends on, and obviously it's a substance. Almost everything has side effects. So,
because I saw in one of the, I think, Joint News reportage on the whole issue, that in the areas that had the contaminated water bodies, they fetched the water in a bucket, they put the alum in there, and they wait for it to separate.
And then they pour the
They were reporting they were getting itches and things like that. And people were saying that it could even be one of the causes of the bed defects. But I was wondering that, I mean, in as much as what they are doing is because of what has happened, it's also because I think they are not really regulating the amounts that they put in. I saw a video where she had they had tied it. So apparently they sell it in the provision shops. And she just poured the whole thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know. There's no real...
Yeah, there's no regulation with
that. They are not checking any measurements.
I think it stems from... Growing up, I think there are things that our grandparents used to do, like purification of water. This was an environmental studies or something. You go through screening, then is it flocculation and coagulation.
So there's aeration. Yeah, so they
you know all those grits, things. So there's a stage where you put alum in it. So you put alum in it to sort of form the coagulants, then they'll settle, then it'll go into sedimentation, then it goes through the the filtration beds, water, sand, gravels, all that.
You're taking me back to school.
No, I'm trying to say that.
Yeah.
You know, in the past, these things used to work because of the turbidity.
Yeah.
It was safe enough for that.
So why is it
now
working
those
anymore?
In the village now stop with the alum. They don't go on to the next.
They don't go on to the next phases of
purification. Alum is not enough because already you're not taking out the heavy metals. Even what they do at Ghana Water doesn't take out the heavy metals.
Which is why you boil the water from your tap. 100%. Doesn't work.
How many people do that?
Oh, why?
But you can't drink tap water directly in Ghana.
You cannot.
And Ghana, do. I'm not even sure of the sachet.
The sachet.
Yeah.
Or even the bottles. Everything.
Something like that.
What I was trying to say was with the alum that they are spreading in it, it's an old practice that has been, that has resurfaced over time.
Yeah.
Now, it sort of causes, should I say, dehydration and other effects on your the lining of your intestines, so your skin. So it mainly affects your like gut.
Oh, it's true, because they said there was a high, there was a report of gastrointestinal issues in the areas where people were using alum.
So you get that. So your intestine has a lining like what you have in your mouth. Okay. Mm-hmm. How, should I say lubricated it is, you know? Mm-hmm. So alum sort of disrupts that, that whole barrier, that whole system.
You know, you can get H. pylori. Why are you laughing?
I'm going too far.
Okay. Because I know that, you know, when the lining is destroyed, H. pylori can destroy the lining.
But you know, alum is also used in deodorants, antiperspirants.
What is used in deodorants?
Alum. Yeah, the same thing.
Hey, so you see, no, so you see, it's the quantity.
Yeah, everything's about how much
moderation. Uh huh. So you see, okay. So my next question was: as all the water bodies are slowly turning a little caramel color, can there be a reversal? Like, if we were to stop galamse entirely, would the water ever go back?
The earth needs time to heal. That's the right answer to that. Because, you know, mind you, the mercury is persisting for decades.
Decades,
yes, mm-hmm. And so, sometimes thousands of years. Cyanide is about more like 5 years.
No, wait, but is it the mercury and cyanide that's giving it the color? Is the dirt?
No, no. Yeah, you're talking about so the dirt is also there, but then you're talking about pollution in general. That's why I said that.
Okay, so let's say that we stop galamse, right? And then the dirt will take some time. So what can be done for the mercury and cyanide? Because I've been waiting 10 years.
For the heavy metals, it's crazy. And then I think we are focusing on just the water coming into contact with these metals, whether be it mercury, be it lead. The skin is a passage, or is a way by which you can get it into your system. Okay. And then by breathing it. So those are the sites, those living by, nearby these sites, inhalation, they are getting it into their system. The water body, it is getting in there. Their skin, it is getting through there. So I feel it's scary. It's bigger than what we think. Yes. And then what we see is the water. We are looking at just the color of the water to tell that it's polluted. Mm. It's not just that. What we don't see is the heavy metals in there. Mm. Maybe studies are confirming it right now, but someone in our car will be like, oh, my water is clean. And then like,
it's clay.
Yeah, it's clay.
There's also silt that is produced as a byproduct. Silt is just clay and a mixture of sand. Yeah. Okay. And that silt, that's how the color of the brownish color of the water, that silt contains a lot of bacteria. And these bacteria can cause what we call waterborne diseases when these people are drinking it. So your cholera.
No.
Okay. So your cholera, your typhoid, yes. All those bacterial infections that cause diarrhea diseases.
Okay.
Yes. And then
is ringworm one of them?
Ringworm
is those ones are,
it's not waterborne.
Fresh.
So we have waterborne disease, the one that are gotten from drinking water. We have water wash diseases. Those ones are for the skin. Surface, like, so when you use that polluted water to wash your skin, you can get something we call yours, or like conjunctivitis. Yours. Yeah, yes, yours.
Okay. I remember that from social media.
Yeah, conjunctivitis. Then you also have some that's like the organisms are living in that kind of water. And then also the mosquitoes, because when you find out that when they abandon the mining area, this stagnant water that's
stagnant is true.
Yes. And then there was a study that was conducted in Obuasi, AngloGold, where AngloGold Ashanti mines. Mm. And it was found out that 42% of the cases were malaria. Malaria was affecting these people. And then other cold and other breathing problems as well were associated with it. And you also have something we call sulfur dioxide. Sorry, today I'm taking you to chemistry class.
It's fine. We have Google for once. Guys, when you hear it, and then you say, open the Google. Sulfur dioxide. Learn about it. These are the talking points, because the truth of the matter is, you know, and I'll come back to you. The truth of the matter is, it's very easy. Look, this is an election year. It's very easy for people to play up these issues into partisan politics. That's the biggest problem that we have in this country. It's like, look, accountability is part of the process of democracy. So when you are calling out leadership for things that are directly affecting you, do not let anybody guilt you into feeling like, oh, if I speak up on something, I'm in the opposition. No, listen to what these ladies are saying. These things are going to affect us in the now and in long term. They are telling you 10 years before some of these things will disappear. You don't know what your lifespan is, but whilst you're here, you want to make sure there's cute for you. I mean, you always want to have a baby, you started your family, then your baby comes out and there's like a defect because the water has entered into the yam that you are eating.
Yeah, so your puna, your pie. And then your water yam too. The sana is inside.
And the fishes. I was actually going to come to that. Yeah. But yeah, you finished that. We'll talk about the fishes.
So the sulfur dioxide, it's combined, it's in the oils for these galamse vehicles. So the engine, and then when it comes in contact with water vapor in the burning reaction, it produces sulfurous acid. So that sulfurous acid can go into the soil. It can also form what we call acid rain. And then that sulfur...
I remember acid rain from geography.
So, and then can do something we call acid mine drainage. So that's when it goes into the soil, and then it destroys the soil. It also causes a lot of bed defects, so limb abnormalities, heart issues. Then we also have the blasting agent that they use to cause the explosion. That's the nitrates. Ammonium nitrate. So this nitrate, when it enters the body, it converts into nitrites, and then it converts into something we call N-nitroso compounds. Now, when we talk about these compounds, please don't be afraid. Be afraid of what I'm saying, but don't be afraid of the compounds name. Sorry. So when we talk about these compounds, some of these compounds have been linked to childhood cancers. So our children are getting cancer just by the fact that they are found in these galamse areas. It causes, it can also cause cataracts. So that means babies can go blind. In children, babies can go blind, breathing problems as well. Yes. And so those are some of the things that we need to be really concerned about. And CO, carbon monoxide, that's also one of the waste substances that are produced. This carbon monoxide, what it's going to do is that it's going to go into your red blood cells. Your red blood cells need oxygen. Carbon monoxide is going to take the place of that oxygen and go and destroy your brain. The children will have bed defects. So their brain will not develop well. It's also associated with ear infections. It's associated with autism. So
the carbon monoxide is doing police go soldier camp. This is the red breast.
Can I add something?
Yes, please, doctor.
Heavy metal. So when you ingest water, your veggies, whatever you are eating that contains the heavy metals, now ideally your body is supposed to be able to digest these things, but heavy metals, they are not able to be digested as easily as you expect them to. So there are a number of barriers that they cross. Like your brain has got like a gate. So those gates are supposed to prevent certain things from entering,
right?
But here's a situation where it's able to cross. So it's called the blood-brain barrier. You're able to cross it. For the babies and the mothers, that's the placenta, what bonds the mother and the baby. It's able to cross that as well. Now, when it gets to your kidneys as well, you're not able to filter it. Your kidneys has got something like, a sieve, the basic unit of your kidney. So you're not able to filter these things. They build up, then they become very toxic. Let me put it that way. So toxicity in the brain, it can go into the sperms. It can affect the eggs. it can affect the eggs. So there's a KNSD pathology professor Sam Pinney. He's done a study on some of these things. Affect the sperms, the eggs, the transfer, the brain, the kidneys. So that's how you get the metals in there. They build up. Then they begin to cause all these things. So before the child is even formed, before that sperm and the egg will meet, something there's heavy metal,
because I remember when I was watching some of the protests, there was this old lady and she was talking about dialysis.
Lots of them are coming in with kidney injury from these heavy metals. And we all know what dialysis is doing to people.
So I remember you were talking about the fact that water that comes, Ghana Water Company literally said that I think they are losing about 60%.
I haven't had water for 2 months. I buy water every week.
I haven't had water for
Every week, 400 CDs.
This week has been horrible because I haven't had WhatsApp for a week, and I live upstairs, so I always have to come down to come and fetch WhatsApp. Yeah. I feel like I'm back in high school. This is so unfair. But anyway, Ghana WhatsApp Company was saying that they are losing about 60. They're unable to treat about 60% of the water, and so it brought me back to what you guys were saying about not drinking water that comes directly from the tap. So, for example, you know, with salads, you are washing your leaves and things. That one, you cannot boil the salad. You can. Is it washing your salad? Is that
with the water? I think the main thing is no one is escaping.
Yes, that's a problem. That's like, why that is why people are demonstrating.
I think I was listening to one of these programs on radio, and they were like, you would think it will get to a point we are going to be importing water. Do you think these companies that bottle the water, that prepare our beverages, all the drinks that you take,
and your sparkling water,
they wouldn't import to make these drinks for you? They'll make do with what they have.
Even the pharmaceutical
association,
they said they will have to import water to make the drugs as
how
well.
How many people will be doing that to make paracetamol?
So then we'll start buying the foreign brands.
any water you buy, like your sparkling water, whichever water you want to drink, it's part.
You don't expect them to the use food you are eating. To make your coke.
The air you are breathing.
The air
you are breathing. It's all part. You can't escape. Well, as long as you're in Ghana. Hey, it's even a worldwide issue. Because there are over 10 million people involved worldwide in illegal mining. So it's a worldwide issue.
Wow. Well. I'm at a loss of words. I'm lost for words.
Yeah, short. Or off?
Theresa, we do a conversation with Miss Wayu.
What is it?
Yeah, is she alive?
Please, I beg.
anyway, honestly, thank you guys so much. But I think I just want to hear closing remarks with regards to, Kalamse, what it's doing to our water and our health, and, you know, if what people can actually do. So, I don't know. Well, whoever wants to get into it, blessing. Advice.
Mercy. Okay, so what I would want to put out there is let's all come together. Let's not just leave this for some people, because we are all going to be affected, or we are all being affected. So let's all come together to, you know, in our little way, in our various ways, using our social media platforms, using whatever means possible to, you know, come or protest or, you know, come against.
Protest?
Yeah. Protest. Yeah, I was carefully using
educate.
That word. Educate.
Yes.
And also spread the word. Because one thing we also found out was that those are the mining sites. Some don't even know about how dangerous these heavy metals are.
They're really in it for the cash. Yeah. I hear they make about 500 CDs a day.
Yeah.
So that's the problem right now. Yeah, telling them to stop and go and do salaried work for
there's
a month.
No, alternative.
I'll say that. Can you imagine?
Unemployment at that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, let's all keep doing our bits. Mm. The issue is real. Some people think it's not. And then they are going to escape. But no, we are all in this together. So let's all try.
Where can people read more about Pure Earth Ghana?
Pure Earth. Okay, so you can, all social media platforms, Pure Earth Ghana. Just
no underscore, no space.
No, Pure Earth Ghana.
Pure Earth Ghana. Okay, Ghana. All right.
Or www.pureearthghana.com.
All right, okay. In peace.
I want to be last because I'm going to do sign language.
Guys, listen, she also does sign. She said she's going to teach us how to say keep watching or
continue watching.
Cecilia. I want to see how she does Cecilia Cry, so I'll learn it. Okay. Dr. Theresa Ruby Kwasi Papafio, MD.
So number one, free the citizens. We shouldn't think it's not close to home. We are all drinking the water. We are all eating from the produce that comes from these places. And also for some of us, we are seeing the effects right in the operating theaters and the hospitals. And it's quite difficult to tell maybe a 25-year-old that you have to be on dialysis for the rest of your life. It's very difficult to have a mother give birth and you can't show the baby to the mother because the child is deformed. Or even mid-pregnancy, tell the mother that your child doesn't have A, B, or C, so we have to terminate the pregnancy. It has a lot of psychological effects on everybody. So I would encourage the schools, that the teachers, the pastors, when you sit in the trotro, the Uber, just make a galamsey conversation. It might not be your leaders listening, but that market woman, that trotro driver, that school boy or school girl can learn something, and it starts from there. So I think, yeah, that's it.
Okay, thank you. That's very heartfelt. I've always said I don't know how doctors do it, honestly, because going to an occupation where you know that there's possibility of death every day, yeah, like, that's a lot. But anyway, thank you guys for your contribution. Now,
So my submission. So the galamseyers, those heavily involved in financing galamsey, that's the financiers, those who choose not to say anything about galamsey and what is going on, and the authorities who refuse to clamp down on the kingpins and the queenpins of galamsey, they are all killing us. And these authorities must focus their attention on these kingpins and queenpins of galamsey. Because galamsey is really, really bad. And you have heard what it's doing to us. It's killing us. It's a worldwide and global issue. Yes. So can I do my sign language now?
Yes, please.
Yeah. So let me go back.
Hey, she needs space. Move out the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, hello. My name is Dr. Na. Today, we discuss illegal mining, or in other words, galamsey. Now, illegal mining or galamsey causes health and environmental problems. Example of environmental problems: acid rain, chemicals, cancerous chemicals in water, fish, trees, and animal death. Example of health problems or sickness or disease: brain problems or disease, eye problems or sickness, kidney problems, cancer. Yes, so stop illegal mining. Stop galamsey. Thank you, and continue watching. Sincerely, Accra. Thank you.
Oh my. Oh, that's nice. You can't say what I know. I learned fish. This is fish.
Yeah.
And I know this is problems.
Yeah. And then
problems.
Kidney.
Yeah. Hey, good. Is it goodbye?
Thank you.
Okay, all right. Well, also, we've come to the end of another exciting episode of the Sincerely Accra podcast. For the exciting, educational, insightful, worth sharing, okay? We'll be back to do the shout outs, but I want to end the segment by saying that, listen, if you say you are going to leave the country, which country are you going to? What is the visa application process? How much money? Have you thought about the fact that when you go to the country, you have to assimilate? You are leaving your support system behind. Do you know that? Have you thought about the weather, the food? I'm just saying, even if you leave the country, you are leaving loved ones behind. Can you come and bury somebody? So let us work to make Ghana work for us, okay? Arise, Ghana youth. Why? We don't want problems. All right. We'll be back to do the shout outs. Yeah.
Hello, my fellow decorated monkeys. You see, these other monkeys will never understand what it means to be truly decorated. Robbed of joy, never understood what true freedom was. Reading all the time, trying to top all classes cause losing was a crime. Bullied and mocked cause our sights were covered in glasses. Passes was the closest we could get to sagging cause that was extremely below the belt. Fashion was never an option to be a passion. Music and dance was never given a chance. Expectations were high to do better and be better. Even in high school where teens had to be teens and never had to necessarily do better, but we clever so we had to do better than our decorated parents' dignity. You see, decoration comes with great responsibility. We cannot be disappointments. Studying could heal better than ointments. So even though we were forced to believe in God, we understood that it's only because these other monkeys will always believe in God. So the odds of us having a shot at the leading spot upstairs will be to believe, cause it's all about numbers. Our fathers and the mothers and the fathers and mothers before them, our bosses and the bosses before them, made sure we had everything we had to be just like them. And now here we are. Yeah, yeah. We made it here. Yeah, yeah. Amongst the unfortunate, we are fortunate. Amongst the poor, we are rich. Amongst the weak, we are strong. Amongst the dull minds, we are the brightest. We are the decorated monkeys of our time. Our children's children's children will be the decorated monkeys of their time. Their degrees and masters and PhDs, now they see we're masters, but we choose not to apply that overseas. We are the decorated monkeys. They do not have the capacity to lead. We do. It's okay for us to be filled with greed. We are not going to vote for you again. Yes, please do. Because we don't need you.
All right, we're back. Oh, we're back. And listen, if you heard a lot of milligrams and whatever grams and whatever, just Google it, y'all. Just go. Like, sometimes I know we're living in a part of the lives in the world where everybody wants to be comfortable. Nobody wants to put in the work. But baby, it is fine. Sometimes somebody will tell you something. It is fine if you just Google it. Go the extra mile and get the information. It's not like back then when we had to use encyclopedias. Guys, listen, the internet is everywhere now. Back then, you had to go to an encyclopedia. If you're looking for the word or you're looking for, you want to learn about something, you have to know how it is spelled. So you look it up in the right alphabet category and you read about it. And that's the thing. Those books were printed. It's very limited. If the information changes, it stays the same until they print a new one. You have a different era now, okay? Now you've learned something. You've heard something. Do something with it, okay? Of course. All right, it's time for us to get into our shout outs. My very first shout out is going to be going to Crystal Tete on YouTube. She commented on our last video, the one with the one about friendship. And she said, this episode made me smile. Oh, we're so happy that we put a smile on your face, Crystal Tete. And we're happier that you commented on our YouTube, you know, because there's not a lot of people there. We have about, I think, 2,700 subscribers, and it could be way better. So guys, subscribe to our YouTube, comment, share, and you know, do what you need to do. My next shout out is going to go to my namesake. Okay, listen now. So on Friday, I went out with my friends very briefly, very, very briefly. This weekend, I was actually very sociable. You know, it's not in line with my introvert personality, but I was out and I was standing there and, you know, there was something that happened around Cocoon, right? That whole arts thing. So we're like standing there and then a guy was passing and he walked up to me and he said, wait, you're Joseph. And sitting across, I was like, yes. He said, I'm Joseph too. I said, oh, bet. And he says, I just discovered your podcast 2 weeks ago and I have listened from the very beginning till now. I said, what? 2 weeks ago? And you've listened to the whole thing? He was like, yeah. And I was like, wait, what made you like it? Like, what he said, he wasn't even looking for, he chanced upon it and he listened. And you know, the very first episode was How Long Should a Man Last in Bed? Bro, that was our very first episode, y'all. Yes, in 2018, I think. Very, very long time ago. And he said, like, that just hugged him. And he's a doctor. So to you, Dr. Joseph Emisa, I hope I've not forgotten your surname. I feel like it's Emisa. But anyway, if you listen, you know that I am shouting you out. It was really nice to meet you. And like I told you, not many men walk up to me and admit that they listen to the podcast all on their own. Many times when men come up and they tell me they listen to the podcast, they always have to tell you how, oh, my girl put me on. Oh, I listen because of my sister. Oh, they always have to attribute it to some woman figure in their life. It's okay. You can like Sincerely Accra. It doesn't say anything about you. So shout out to you, Dr. Joseph Emisa and Crystal Tete. Oh my goodness. All too soon, guys. We've come to the end of another exciting episode. And listen, this episode, do what you need to do to make sure that you are informing somebody about Galamsey and its dangers. Okay? Keep sharing. Keep talking about it. Keep letting people know that the glory of Sincerely Accra is about to go bigger and better. And do not let people be left behind. Let them jump on the bandwagon while there's still room on the bus. You get what I'm trying to say? Exactly. We love you guys so much for listening. Oh my. Yes. I want to give a quick shout out to the Gold Coast Report. That's the GCR network. Of course, of course, of course. Yeah. And I also want to give a quick shout out to my co-creator and producer, Mr. Kwame Asantiofori. Guys, if this is your first time listening to this podcast, because I know this topic will bring new faces and new ears, actually. This is what we do. If you love it and you like it, you know what to do. Follow us. Subscribe, check for us, because it's always a good time on this one, okay? My name is Joseph Inti. I'm the host of the Sincerely Accra podcast, and I love you so much, and I hope you come back. All right, this is the part of the podcast that, you know, my producer and co-creator Kwame is going to drop a little bit of a, you know, just to make sure that you guys are walking out of the room in style. So keep checking for us, because you know it's always a good time. I love you, and I'll catch you on the next one. Kwame, let it rip.
Fellow guardians, I come in peace, listen to me please. You see how fast your leader they mess up. Give me power, I go change everything in seconds. I just need two power, lead to power for me. I don't need your money, cause I get my money. If my money finish, I go use your money. Door to door, bumper bumper, walk out of a hobby. Ah, I get it, I get it, go, I get it, go, go. I'm a bad, I'm a shaman, labor home. Vote for me, you go see, say, Galam, say, go the seas. In fact, if you day house, go, go day your knees. If I come back, I go, can reduce all your taxes. In fact, if you shop me, where I go pay your taxes. Canada, beyond it, we don't need any aid. We never go back for any money again. I go give you one lasting flexible economy. If the best words could be bad due to saving commies, all the lagoon go be clean like drinking water. You go feed to fish and catch mommy water. Everybody go get 3-bedroom apartment. Police all go get car, no need to be sergeant. The road all go be smooth, no need for spare time. The road all go be bright, no fear for kakai. The clean city, not one robber, safe go this side. The police beat the one vote, safe go make a sight. Need an anas go fight corruption daily. If you still gonna money, you go see your baby. The one village, then one college, then dam. The one district, then one factory and farm.
The love, but please wait. Mother could talk, be my crown. I just need one vote and more. I just need one to be yours. I just want to be on top. I the fears of my money goes up. Back to you, have money goes up.
My yes, me can be different from Prinuda and say back up right now.
This has been a Gold Coast Report production.
She say yeah, the so. Enti nyade obi ebe ye ni ye, enye pe bibie de wu.